Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to Speak to the Smooch Live. We have a live exclusive view just for all of our smooches out there, our loyal royals. The Smooches Radio Show is just for you, the independent artists. We're out here smooching our grind because we are looking for the white peacocks. That's right. And we found a white peacock right here in Jersey. That's right. Mr. Seven of Awesome Entertainment will be joining us live tonight with a live snapshot of where he's going, what's going on with his grind, and we definitely have some time to get into the Awesome Entertainment mind. But first, all we want you to do is to call in at 626-213-5635. It's the Smooches Radio Show, and you already know we're 100% live. Smooches.
Right now, we'd like to introduce some questions about you.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
What is that noise? What do you hear? I hope that you hear the new sounds that are coming off of the indie Billboard charts. That's right. And we know that we found a white peacock, our diamond in the rough. Mr. Seven is the beloved lyrical sound of Awesome Entertainment. He is a profound and professional performer with a natural grit for getting us all right. If you know anything about his single, Amalik, well, you're going to get a chance to listen to it tonight because it is blazing the region and it has numerical drive, and his listening audience just loves his awesome brand. Now, he debuted his single, We Major, and helped prepare his path of venomous verbs, and his track record is proverbial as he opens for acts such as Jacquey. He just recently accepted a Jersey Club Award, and last month we were just honored to have him break in and do the thing with CIAA Showcase in Charlotte, North Carolina. But without further ado, I'm going to allow Mr. Seven, that's right, the number drummer, live right here on Smooches Radio. Ready, set, smooch.
Hey, what's going on, world? It's your boy, Mr. Seven.
What's going on, Mr. Seven? What is going on and what you smooching on? We are so glad to have you here tonight. And I have to let our listeners know, because we have a lot of indie artists out there that are on the line, this is what it means to be on time. So as long as you're on time and you're on point, the numbers don't lie. Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie. What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, you know. I'm just thankful I'm still here another day, you know. Just grinding, working, just staying busy, you know.
Well, thank you so much for just taking time out of your busy schedule, because we know that you've been doing a couple of things. We heard that you were on Montclair State's campus last month, and there's so many great things you're doing. But before we get started on some of, you know, because a lot of people out there don't know, you've been putting time in, and we have to shout out to your manager, and we're going to talk a little bit about that you know, epic relationship that you have with your manager. But Leanne writes, and we want to know kind of like, you know, before all of the music and all the performing, tell us what it was like growing up in Jersey. What part of Jersey you from? We know you're an international artist, but kind of tell us where you got your beginnings.
Well, I'm from Plainfield, New Jersey. You know, I grew up on the eastern of Plainfield, and, you know, I came up, you know, I always been into the music thing. I always liked to write since I was younger, and as I got older, it just built it, like, in a better way for me, and I just stuck with it, and I just kept going with it.
Okay. So in Plainfield, New Jersey, out there, you know, you were young, you know, a young, you know, kid out there, And who were some of the influences? I mean, writing is, a lot of people look at, well, a lot of artists seem to look at writing as it's a simple thing, but I mean, really putting your words together and organizing your thoughts, to me, that's a real big challenge. So are there any teachers out there that you'd like to, you know, smooch out live, or, you know, is there somebody out there that actually really had a hold on your life if you had, you know, if you were losing your direction or you were losing your bounds, you know, what's their name?
Yeah, it actually was, you know, it was actually my parents that was around me. And, you know, I actually took the trade off of them, you know, because as we was coming up, like cats that I used to be around, I always liked to rap and spit, and, you know, and it took a toll on me, you know. So that's what I started doing. And they go by, one of them go by the name of Tank G. One of them name is Problem. And JL's, that was in the We Major video with me. Shout out JL's too.
All right, switches out to the jail. So you came up in a time where there were a lot of people out there competing lyrically. And a lot of times what happens is you know, there, to me, are two trains of thought in the industry. There are people out there that are out there to make music, and there are some out there to make battle raps. I see you doing both, but what's your love? Where does the love for your music go? Do you really like creating music for the people, or do you get a, you know, do you get a real battery in your back from doing any type of battle rapping or anything like that?
Well, let me clear the air with the battle rap thing right quick, because I don't do the battle rap thing. You know, I'm an artist. I like to make music, and I like to make music, you know, for the world, not just from the place that I'm from, you know, because I'm a very versatile artist. You know what I'm saying? So I try to be different and make music for everybody, and not just one place, you know?
Smooches to everybody out there that understands that you have to get out of your comfort zone. Well, you know, people want to know where you come from. You know, you can do a whole album based on where you're coming from later on. It's good to let people know where you're standing right here in your journey. And so right now, it sounds like you have a real love for music. And so I know that our listeners are probably looking on the outside and have no, you know, clue to what's going on the inside. So I know that today is the 7th, and it, to me, was just had to be on the 7th that you're Mr. 7. So tell me what 7 represents in your life.
Well, Smoochie. 7 is a freaky number, you know, and the number 7 is the that's, you know, that's the day that God rested on his earth after he finished building it. And it's a very creative number, a very creative name. I actually like it. And I just try to do something different, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you have a divine path there. You know, a lot of times when we have artists that come on the show, they try to stay pretty politically correct, and a lot of people don't like to get into much of, you know, what their belief system is, but I like the fact that you put it right out there. You have to have a belief in something, because there's so much, you know, there's so much darkness out there. You have to be with the light, but 7 definitely represents a very, I think, a very high and intelligent and divine number, and I'm so glad that you decided to take the numbers in. I can remember years ago when the artist Prince took on a symbol for his name, and a lot of people thought that that was kind of, you know, out there. But, you know, as we become more and more in tune with who we are, I think we are symbols, and we're colors, right, and we're visions, but we're definitely the music. And we're going to get to the music to some of our listeners. I see you out there. Thank you so much for joining the talk and the exclusive view with Mr. 7 of Awesome Entertainment live right here tonight on Smooches Radio. Keep calling in. We see you on the phone lines out there. Press 1 if you want to smooch the artist a request, or if you want to smooch some love. And we're going to continue talking with our favorite beloved Venomous Verbs right here on Smooches Radio.
So, it's all good house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this and more.
Those are our little intros, and we hope that you like them. They come compliments of one of our Houdini fans out there that sends us, you know, this show has to go on, and it has to have some, just like the music out there, it has to have some material to it. So this is the fabric of our show, and we're so glad you decided to join us live. We are on live with Awesome Entertainment's Mr. Seven. Now, so getting ready to get into some of the music and get into how you actually create. So do you, being that you are a writer, does that mean that you have particular writings already available and you're just looking for track beats? Or do you have to go into the studio and kind of rock with the beat for a little while and begin to write in that manner? So tell me a little bit about your process.
Well, you know, I always try to have my work done before I get into the studio, you know what I'm saying? But if it's on some, like, got to be quick thing, then I could definitely get it done. It's going to get done regardless, but my best music is when I actually take my time with it. And, you know, I learned that through experience.
Smooch is out there to a serious artist. Now, I know there's some people out there, you know, there's some people out there that want to remember their lyrics in their head and kind of, you know, I see people all the time, you know, artists out there sitting there in the studio with their lyrics on their phones. But then I have met some of the most amazing artists that have been waiting for the right music to match to some lyrics that they did years ago. As we think about the very first song or lyric that you wrote, did you start out with poetry or did you just start writing? Do you remember any of your first lyrics from before you decided to really take music seriously?
I do remember it, but I gotta go all the way in my bag to start to go find it because it was quite a while ago, you know.
Okay. Well, we just thought we'd just, you know, kind of take you a minute down memory lane because, you know, it's so good to just feel that, you know, I feel that it is time for the Phoenix to arise in the East Coast again. And I believe that Jersey has long been overlooked for as much talent is out here. And one of the things that I have a friend, she's in Atlanta, and she said, you know, Jersey shut down SOBs. And I felt a real sense of like, wow, that felt so good to hear finally that name is ringing bells, but there is so much talent from New Jersey, so it doesn't amaze me a bit. If you know anything about American Idol, the top people there, Jax is from New Brunswick, so we are really running this music game right now, and I'm hoping that people begin to start giving distribution deals and money. So how important is it for you and Awesome Entertainment to remain independent, or are you out there for any of the execs that may be on the line? Are you looking for some branding and distribution deals, or where would you like to go as far as that direction?
Actually, right now, I'm looking for distribution deals.
Okay.
It's either an independent or a distribution deal. That's basically what I'm really looking for.
Okay. Well, I don't want to, you know, hold the people up too long because I see that the phone lines are definitely there, and I want to get to some of their questions in just a moment. But we have a couple of tracks here, and I've been telling people, and we've been sending out our promotions for the last couple of weeks about, you know, I'm a lick. But, you know, I don't think people are really going to understand I'm a lick until they hear We Major. So I have that on tonight. And yes, you're going to have to wait because we've got to let you know how far we've come. We Major is a really exquisite track, and I think that it's going to tell you a little bit about the background and how the combination of Mr. Seven and the word awesome come together. And we want to hear that right now. So listen to it. We Major.
Let's get into it.
Mr. Seven, Awesome Entertainment, Smooches, live.
Awesome A&T. Yeah, we major, and long time to paper. Got no time for your friends. Tell them you gon' see them later, yeah. All this money you can't count it. so much money needing accounting. Riding around in that Rolls got me naughty. Forever got my all of my weight. Always this money, you know that. All this money you can't count it. So much money needing accounting. Yeah, we major, now go on, count your paper. Got no time for your friends, you tell them you gon' see them later, yeah. All this money, you can't count it. So much money needed to count it. Ride around in that road, got me naughty. Ferragamo all of my ways. Always this money, you know that. All this money, you can't count it. So much money needed accounting. Yeah, we major. Yeah, I can school you. Like, what's your major? No, you ain't no business dude. See, you's a faker. You remind me of my bitch. All you wanna do is just make up. All the stuff I'm saying will hear you. You speak up, she don't want cut. We can leave, bro. Look at my sneakers. Roll this weed up, too sloppy. Can't reach me. Oh, it won't be me. Out here on the street trying to make a couple meals. All young, be free. Got me rolling weed out while I'm thinking about the future. Trying to do this, got my gun in the real shoot ya. Yeah, all this money, we can't count it. So much money needed to count it. Young, trying to eat, just trying to peace. I got my niggas up with me. Awesome entertainment team. We made you. We major. Yeah, we major. Have no count the paper. Got no time for your friends. You tell them you gon' see them later, yeah. All this money you can't count it. So much money needed to count it. Ride around in that road, got me naughty. Ferragamo all of my ways. Always this money, you know that. All this money you can't count it. So much money needed to count it.
Money coming in, money going. Honestly, I don't give a damn. Can't stop the current when the money's flowing. Mr. Yagi, he got the weed that's non-stop. Just keep it rolling. Squatting here, bottles here. Tell him keep pouring. Keep pouring, keep tipping. That's capsized. Jesus Christ, done bless him. I get it where that's baptized. Money coming, that's tenfold. It don't fold, but it's that high. This paper ain't gonna count itself. Don't try to sell me your hands tied.
Yeah, we major. Now go on, count this paper. We headed to the top. Escalator, yeah.
All we see is this cash. Drive the road, cop the clothes. Get the money, then blow fast. I'm paid.
Yeah, we major. Now go on, count the paper. Got no time for your friends. Tell them you gon' see them later, yeah. All this money you can't count it.
Can't count it.
So much money needed to count it. Ride around in that road, got me naughty. Ferragamo all of my ways. Always this money, you know that. All this money you can't count it. So much money needed to count it. Yeah, we major. Now go on, count the paper. Got no time for your friends. You tell them you gon' see them later, yeah. All this money you can't count it. So much money needed to count it.
Ooches, that was we major. I know you're feeling real major right now, especially since Mr. Seven is smooching love tonight on our live exclusive view. Speaks, smooch it live. That's right. Mr. Number Drummer and the awesome brand is bringing us so many details from the tri-state right now. We major. We major. We major. Smooches.
Okay, now,
Mr. Seven, where did you get that? What was going through your mind? What place in your life were you when you had to make a track that was so motivational, like we made
you? I was just at that point in time when I wrote that song. I was just, you know how you just get in your zone as an artist. I know every artist out there could agree with me on it. You know. As an artist, every artist has their own little way of getting in their own little zone of writing music. And, you know, I actually kind of got into that zone. And once I'm the type of person, I get into my zone, I'm all the way in there. And there's no bringing me out of it. And I was just, and I just felt like that. I felt like I was major at the moment. You know, I wanted to speak things into existence more, you know, instead of talking about things that everybody else talk about.
Smooches, and thank you for the lovely way you put that dirty jersey on it. You know, a lot of people think that sound only sounds better, you know, down in the ATL, across the water, maybe a little bit, you know. But I believe that, you know, this is an international song, you know, smooches out to anybody that does dubstep and tektronics and electronic and, you know, you can do so much with this, this song, and it doesn't limit the listener. That's the most important thing. You're making music that doesn't limit the listener, but it gives them a fabric, you know, that something, you know, I'm bouncing to it because, you know, we heard it before. But, you know, the lyrics let you know, ooh, he's saying something else. So Smooch is out there for anybody who likes Lee Major. We really want to get to the phone lines because I have to get there. Are so many people who want to show Mr. Seven and Awesome Entertainment love. So I'm going to try to see what we can do to see, you know, how they felt about Lee Major. And then I know you guys are waiting for I'm a Lick. I've been telling you about it. You know, I call it Slick because that's Smooch's lick. But let's find out what's going on the Smooch's phone lines. 8608 Smooch's Radio. You're live with Smooch's the host. What's going on and what you're smooching on? We got Mr. Seven of Awesome Entertainment. Would you like to smooch some love or smooch a question?
Yeah, bless. Just going out to all my Jersey people, you know. Just nothing but love out here. Shout out to Jersey.
All right. Anything to the artist personally, or just a little shout out to Jersey?
Nah, definitely. You know, just
man.
No, keep doing your thing, bro. Definitely liking that.
All right, and your name is?
G.
Okay, G, thanks a lot. Thanks for holding on, and we're going to put you back on hold. Hey, we got I'm a Lick coming up live pretty soon, so just hold on to the line and, you know, go ahead and, you know, there's more to find out about Mr. Seven and Awesome Entertainment brand. Thank you for smooching us. Smooches, 27-1, what's going on and what you're smooching on?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes, Smooches, how are you? Mr. Seven from Austin Entertainment is on, and we just played Lee Major. What's going on?
Hey, Tweez. I just want to tell you I love you.
Hey, what's good, Ma?
I'm not going to tell you who I am, but keep doing your thing, okay?
Okay. I appreciate the support.
You're welcome.
All right, then, 27-1. Thank you so much. You got that favorite number in there, 7, so keep doing your things. I noticed you got 2 7s in your vernacular, girl. Keep smooching love to that Mr. 7, Awesome Entertainment. Smooches.
That's right.
Smooches, 8934. Whoa, what's going on and what you smooching on?
Is Naga?
Yes, indeedy. Smooches, what are you talking about? It's your goal. He's being shared with the whole world right now. It's Mr. Seven of Awesome Entertainment. You don't know? Smooches.
Oh, hey. Hey, Roland, you know who this is. I just wanted to call and support you. You know I love you, ugly ass.
Thank you for the support.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
So you guys got to tell me about that. You guys got a whole party going on from Awesome Entertainment tonight. I hear y'all laughing and giggling. Well, we just played Lee Major, and we're going to be playing I'm a Lick live. So please stay on the line. It's a wonderful 7, honey. And if you know what it represents, you're going to go all the way to heaven tonight on Smooches Radio.
Okay.
Thank you for the support.
Wow.
I appreciate it.
So much love. I got to get to one more caller. We got about 5 more, but I got one more hit, and then we got to get back into our exclusive view because Tom is of the essence. Awesome brand. That's right, Mr. Awesome. Mr. Seven is here tonight. Let me try one more person in here tonight. Smooches. This is Smooches Radio. Smooches. All right. That was our last call of the night. And Mr. Seven is definitely, I'm sure that, you know, feeling the love out here tonight. We're going to get to Amalik. I see you guys out here. But before we do, I want to know a little bit about the making of Amalik, because I got a couple of promos on Amalik, and they both had different sides to it. So, you know, the one we promoted on the show was the one we felt that we liked the best, that presented Amalik, you know, live to the listeners. But, you know, Amalik, you know, explain that to somebody who just came here from Peru or maybe another country, and they just want to get down with the awesome entertainment brand. Like, what is Amalik, and making it? What kind of things went into it? And as far as anybody being featured on there, anything, was there anything to that nature, or was there any production behind it that you felt was important to mention?
First off, a lick means, like, for a person, like, who came up. It could have been with anything. It could have been, you know, they could have got their college degree, you know what I'm saying, came up that way. You know, they could have came up a whole bunch of cash, you know, in the drug game or, you know, however. You know what I'm saying? But it's just basically speaking on that you that cat with that money in your pocket, you know? It's like, you kind of like arrogant a little bit with it.
Okay. All right. So it's almost like it's a great follow up to We Major, because that was the beginning, like you said, the beginning of, you know, taking this thing seriously and, you know, speaking things into existence. And now Amalik is, you know, understanding that, you know, you're here and you came up from where you came up from. So that makes so much sense to me. I think that, you know, you have the good detailing, and the mixtape is going to have a good detailing of a great story to tell. But if there was a story out there that you would like for us to hear outside of the music, is there anything in particular, before I get ready to drop the track, is there anything out there that you want us to know about you and your life that no one probably would never believe? Smooches.
Me and my sister, we came up together. You know what I'm saying? We was raised in the same house. You know what I'm saying? We grew up together. And she's actually my manager.
Okay. And that was the secret we were hiding from the listeners a little bit, because we wanted you to kind of elaborate on it. So your sister as well, is your manager. Now, that to me is a combination I haven't seen too often before. You know, I see comparisons to Brandy and Ray J, but I think this is really different. I think this is something very unique. And so now you have your sister on your team, and, you know, working day to day, do you guys have a hard time kind of seeing eye to eye, or is it just working out the way you guys need it to?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we all the time we go through it, you know. We always got our little arguments or whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, we both realize the bigger picture. So we'll go through whatever we're going through with each other and just get right over it within a couple of hours, you know.
Okay. Well, just for all these purposes, I would like to, you know, myself just give an honorary salute out there to your sister, Leanne Wright, and also to say, you know what, I'm going to dedicate Amalik tonight live, because, you know, there's nothing like brotherly, sisterly love. You know, it's all about the fam bam out here, and that's really important. But for anybody out there that's still listening live, I know you guys are ready to hear for the first time, but I'm going to let Mr. Seven introduce you to this song.
What's good, where's your boy? What she about to play right now is my second single I dropped, Amalik.
By Mr. Seven, right here live on Smooches Radio. Smooches.
I'm a lick. Money in my pocket, I'm a lick.
What you know? If you know like I know, wouldn't come around here no more. But if you know like I know, you always keep you a toy. Cause these niggas out here playing, and know this shit ain't fun. You get down every day, you better get with the gun. I kiss my mom on the cheek before I leave these streets, cause I ain't coming home. Bet you ain't know the Samsung, while I'm talking on the phone. And my girl, she mad at me, she said I'm still fucking. But all these bitches got disease, and I ain't trying to get close. I'm just trying to get dough. I'm outside this industry, open the door. I open up close, shoot out 16 shots, and I add in one more. These bitches jack flows, that's a lot for mine, so nowhere it go. And you can't trust me, cause all the hell no.
All this money in my pocket, I'ma live. But don't you run up, cause I pocket took your head. Nah, won't play that on my head. Yeah, they stay strapped. All I gotta do is just point me. They aim it right with your face at life.
If you know like I know, you always stick to the dough. If you know like I know, you stack your money on the low. Cause these niggas need licks, so they scheming on the low. And I just bought a new watch, and that bitch all gold. But if a nigga try me, I'ma pull out the heat, let it kiss him on the dome. And free all my niggas, to the day they coming home. Till then I'ma keep grinding, till my chain calls a home. And my mama in them hills, and I'm riding in the ghost. I came up on shows, I learned this myself, no one showed me the ropes. I give and I go, I'm nice with the rock, oh I bet you ain't know. 50K for the flow, I should go high, I ain't coming no low. And everyone know that I'm about to blow.
All this money in my pocket, I'ma live. But don't you run up, cause I pocket took your head. Nah, won't play that on my head. Yeah, they stay strapped, all I gotta do is just point me. They aim it right with your face, that light.
I'ma live, I'ma live, I'ma live. I'ma live, I'ma live, walking left. I'm late. That's me. That's me with that money in that pocket. That nice watch on. New chain. You know. Awesome entertainment. I'm late.
That's right. Highly anticipated. I know you've been waiting for it all night long. I'm a lick by Awesome Entertainment, Mr. Seven. And unfortunately, that is almost the end of our show, but we definitely are going to have to give you that one more time on a rewind. Sorry, Mr. Seven, we can't stop the show, but we got to give it to him one more time. I'm a lick by Mr. Seven, Awesome Entertainment. Jersey awesome. In the building. Smooches.
I'm a lick. I'm a lick. I'm a lick. I'm a lick. I'm a lick.
What you know? If you know like I know, wouldn't come around here no more. But if you know like I know, you always keep you a toy. Cause these niggas out here playing, and know this shit ain't fun. You get down every day, you better get with the sun. I kiss my mom on the cheek before I leave these streets, cause I ain't coming home. Bet you ain't know the Samsung. When I talk on the phone, and my girl, she mad at me. She said I'm still fucking. But all these bitches got disease, and I ain't trying to get close. I'm just trying to get dough. I'm outside this industry, open the door. I open up close, shoot out 16 shots, and I add in one more. These bitches jack flows, that's a lot for mine, so nowhere it go. And you can't touch me, cause all this honey, no.
All this money in my pocket, I'ma live. But don't you run up, cause I pocket took your head. Nah, won't play that on my head. Yeah, they stay strapped, all I gotta do is just point me. They aim it right with your face, that light.
If you know like I know, you always stick to the dough. If you know like I know, you're stacking money on the low. Cause these niggas need licks, so they scheming on the low. And I just bought a new watch, and that bitch all gold. But if a nigga try me, I'ma pull out the heat, let it kiss them on the dome. And free all my niggas, to the day they coming home. Till then I'ma keep grinding, till my chain calls to home. And my mama in them hills, and I'm riding in the ghost. I came up on shows, I learned this myself, no one showed me the ropes. I give and I go, I'm nice with the rock, oh I bet you ain't know. 50K for the flow, I should go high, ain't coming no low. And everyone know that I'm about to blow.
All this money in my pocket, I'ma lift. So don't you run up, cause I'll pocket your head.
Don't do that.
Nah, won't play that on my head. Yeah, they stay strapped. All I gotta do is just point me. They aim it right with your face, I like.
I'ma lift, I'ma lift, I'ma lift. I'ma lift, I'ma lift. Walking left. I'm late. That's me. That's me with that money in that pocket. That nice watch on. New chain. You know. Awesome entertainment. I'm late.
That's that word.
All right. I gave it to him, but you know you have to give it to him. We could give it to you seven times, but the show doesn't allow us to keep going. We have to, you know, pay the bills, and we have to pay the sponsors, and they can't let us run it seven times. But Mr. Seven, Awesome Entertainment Brand, this is what it's about. It's about making your dreams come true. It's about that lick, you know, and we're so happy that you got the lick, and we hope that you continue to grow and grind. If there's anything out there, let our listeners know where they can find more of your music, and, you know, if there's any open live shows, let your followers and your fans know right now.
Yeah, yo, they can follow me on Instagram at the underscore real underscore Mr. Seven. And you know you can follow the Awesome Entertainment Instagram at AWSM.entertainment. You know, yeah, you can just find me on those two sites right there.
All right, any upcoming live shows for those ladies out there that are loving that awesome entertainment, you know, what they're getting from that? Is there any place that our listeners can go and see you perform live?
Oh, yes. I have a show on the 25th of April at Club Lit. You know, also I have tickets. I got $20 tickets, you know. So if you need some tickets, just get in touch with me. Get through me with the Instagram. Queens,
all right,
New York, too.
All right, not a problem, not a problem. If you guys heard it out there, you know what? I know you like the music, and I know you love the brand. The Seven is just, you know, is the epitome of presence and divineness, and we are so glad that you were able to come on tonight and bless us with your presence and your show. And we want to just smooch live the whole Awesome Entertainment family, because we know that in order to get to this much greatness, that you have to have a good team around you. And we just, you know, we're just so happy that you're now part of the Smooches Radio team. Don't forget about us, you know. We're here, we're independent, and we've been doing this for the last 3 years. Trust me, we believe in mustard seeds growing into some of the biggest trees out there, and that's why we do what we do. We love what we do, and just continue loving what you do. Like, you know, like one of the followers and the fans just said not too long ago, you know, you're doing a great thing. You know, keep your family first and keep your team second, and you'll be fine. Of course, God is on top of all of that. But is there anything else is anybody else out there that maybe you forgot to give thanks to, or anybody else out there that you just want to give a smooch out?
Yes, I wanted to give a shout out to the whole Awesome Entertainment family. You know, I wanted to give a shout out to all the fans, everybody who liked my music, you know. And I wanted to add in one more thing. You know, I also have a show on the 17th. It's in Queens, and I also have a show on the 28th at Bloomfield College. On the 20th, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, on the 20th at Bloomfield College.
Yes, I have a...
In Jersey, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know what, for our fans out there and for our followers, make sure you go and follow right now at underscore, is it the underscore real underscore Mr. Seven? And you can continue to follow all of the great tours and the live performances and the live exclusive views and interviews with the different radio stations out here, because they definitely are winding and grinding with an awesome, awesome appeal. So please make sure you do that. And, you know, we are so excited that more music is coming to Smooches Radio, but we're also excited that more of our artists here in the Tri-State are getting recognition. So I thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
That's great. Thank you for having me tonight, you know.
All right, well, our show is almost up, and that, for our listeners, I know you've been waiting all month long, and it's big, big 7 days, and these were our 7 days that we had to wait for Mr. Seven, but we thank all of our listeners, all of our supporters, everybody out there that has made sure that this promotion for all of our projects gets to the masses, and these shows are totally downloadable at www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. Next week, we'll be back with Speak, Spit, or Smooch Live. Open mic and poetry, slam it. That's right. Come here at 11 p.m. each and every Tuesday, dedicated to the incarcerated hearts out there. Anybody out there who knows about, you know, having somebody who's in a jail or a prison or just in a box, you already know this is what the show was made for. And we get a chance to have some of the best indie performers, authors, artists, and entrepreneurs in the globe right here on Smooches Radio. Now, we're going to get off for tonight, but we just want you to remember, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. How about that? I'm a lick on the way out. Smooches.
I'm a lick. 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 Money in my pocket, I'm a lick.
What you know? If you know like I know, wouldn't come around here no more. But if you know like I know, you always keep you a toy. Cause these niggas out here playing, and know this shit ain't fun. You get down every day, you better get what you done. I kiss my mom on the cheek before I leave these streets, cause I ain't coming home. Bet you ain't know the Samsung, while I'm talking on the phone. And my girl, she mad at me, she said I'm still fucking. But all these bitches got disease, and I ain't trying to get close. I'm just trying to get dough. I'm outside this industry, open the door. I open up close. Shoot out 16 shots and I add in one more. These bitches jack flows. That's a lot for mine, so nowhere it go. And you can't trust me, cause all the hollies know.
All this money in my pocket, I'ma lift. But don't you run up, cause I pocket took your head. Nah, won't play that on my head. Yeah, they stay strapped, all I gotta do is just point me. They aim it right with your face at life.
If you know like I know, you always stick to the dough. If you know like I know, you stack your money on the low. Cause these niggas need licks, so they scheming on the low. And I just bought a new watch, and that bitch all gold. But if a nigga try me, I'ma pull out the heat, let it kiss him on the dome. And free all my niggas to the day they coming home. Till then, I'ma keep grinding. Till my chain calls to home. And my mama in them hills. And I'm riding in the ghost. I came up on shows. I learned this myself, no one showed me the ropes. I give and I go. I'm nice with the Rocco, I bet you ain't know. 50K for the flow. I should go high, ain't coming no low. And everyone know that I'm about to blow.
All this money in my pocket, I'ma lift. But don't you run up, cause I pocket took your head. Nah, won't play that on my head. Yeah, they stay strapped, all I gotta do is just point me. They aim it right with your face, that light. I'ma lift, I'ma lift, I'ma lift. I'ma lift, I'ma lift, walking lift.
Smooches. Good night.